Novel selection for the English 20-2 2014 course. Forbidden City by William Bell involves a teenager, Alex, accompanying his father, a CBC News cameraman, on a trip to China for what he thought would be a vacation. He is in Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989, the date the world watched the government of China suppress a protest led by students. Alex sees the brutality of oppressive government control, but he also witnesses the compassion and friendliness of the common people. The first-person point of view is engaging, although the Chinese names are difficult to many readers. Published in 1990, it has 198 pages. Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck involves two agricultural laborers during the 1930s moving from job to job. George understands Lenny despite his limitations. Like most people, they have dreams, but fears and circumstances prevent fulfillment of their dreams. Steinbeck comments upon a society in which those who could have accepted others' differences are unchanged, and those who are different remain unappreciated. Steinbeck uses the level of language common to uneducated drifters and laborers, but such language may be offensive to some readers because of coarseness and blasphemy. Published in 1937, it has 118 pages. The Hate List by Jennifer Brown involves a teenage girl, Valerie, who is dealing with the aftermath of a horrific school shooting implicating her boyfriend, and to a much lesser extent, herself. This is a first-person story that describes the guilt and struggle the character experiences by not understanding or knowing what compelled her boyfriend's terrible crime, as well as coping with a traumatic injury. The plot describes the experiences and feelings of returning to her school to face her peers, the repairing of the relationships with friends and family needed, and the struggle to heal and move forward in her life. This is a provocative and fast-paced novel containing some violence, difficult situations, and some coarse language. Published in 2009, it has 408 incredibly engaging pages. Hole in My Life by Jack Gantos is an autobiographical novel about a teenager on the verge of being an adult in 1971, thinking about his future and how to get there. In one quick and ill-thought-out decision, he decides to try to earn a large sum of money for secondary school through an opportunity to smuggle and then traffic a shipment of illegal drugs to the United States. He is arrested for this terrible decision and is sentenced for 6 years in prison at the age of 18. The novel is a reflection of his experiences within the legal system and a retelling of the events that landed him in jail. The protagonist reflects on his choices and on the time spent incarcerated and about how to move forward from this terrible mistake with some clarity to reclaim his life. This novel contains some violence, difficult situations, some drug references, and coarse language. In 2002, published, it has 208 pages.